Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
7 Knife and Hallers, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 79th and Hallers draft series. This is episode one. We're going to do three of these joints. You know, these won't be your usual hour-long pods. We'll give y'all 30 minutes for each one. We're here live in Las Vegas, Nevada for the NFL Draft, our first NFL Draft. And we just want to give a big thank you to everybody watching this, everybody listening to this, who have all subscribed. Because without y'all, we fucking wouldn't be here right now. I'd be back in L.A., he'd be back in Chicago. So we appreciate y'all giving y'all a lot of content while we out here. It's a three-day event, man. Bears are going to be drafting day two. As usual, you know, to follow us on Twitter, at BarbChairScott, at Flows and Delaney, man. Subscribe, you know, to the Patreon if you want to do that. Patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. Follow the Barbers Chair Network at BarbersChairNet on Twitter and Instagram. But we are here, man. How's it going?
Feels good. I did not like the plane. I was so close to getting on a train or a bus because I do not like planes whatsoever. But it's cool. It's a dirty-ass city, but it's cool. It's cool.
This is my fourth time in Las Vegas. I am a Vegas veteran by this point. Last time I was here was like 6 months ago for the Bears-Raiders game, which is a cool experience, man. So I'm looking forward to getting into this draft first time. But you said your initial reaction to Vegas is that it's what's the first thing since you've been in? Now, you haven't seen the full strip of had the full Vegas experience. What do you think about Vegas?
I'm too old for the full Vegas experience. I'm 31, but I feel 61. It's enough. It's just it's Satan's asshole. That's exactly what it is.
I feel like, well, for you it's too late, but I've had the Vegas experience many times since I've been here. My last trip was more professional trip. This one's even ex-professional. So we're here, man. We're going to talk about everything going on with the Bears. So this is the first draft of the Ryan Poles era. He had a press conference last week during the OTAs that have been going on. What do you think is going on with Pace and, you know, everything coming into this draft? I kind of feel like he's not really open book. Like, he don't really show his hand. So, like, he mentioned wide receivers not really being position of strength, mentioned how much he loves the O-line. Of course, he's a former O-lineman, you know. So, what do you think is on his mind?
I don't know what this nigga's doing, to be honest with you. And it's not like I am necessarily against any move he's done, but... And you all have to excuse me. Allergies acting up and my one eye waters up. So if you see me profusely rubbing my eye, don't think too much of it. But
he's not doing coke.
No. Been there.
All right.
But I don't know what Ryan Poles is doing. That's just... But this is not based upon me being afraid or that inner bear's fear coming out saying, oh, God, he's not... Who are these people? Oh, my God, this is messed up. No, it's not that. It's just that right now, it's like he's building a team literally... From the ground up. Yeah. Like, he's literally picking players to start filling in positional gaps and positional holes that are not available. And that's fine. You know, like, someone like Byron Pringle who got arrested for some shit. But, like...
For doing donuts
with his child in the car, which is stupid.
Fucking stupid.
You can do donuts by yourself. Put yourself in
You're gonna be a dumbass. Child. Be a dumbass by yourself.
Philosophy for life. But someone like him isn't about to change the game. It's cool as a... You know, fill a need, and the need is bench. So, I don't really know. I forgot the dude's name from the Bengals, who unfortunately Unjobe, who did not pass his physical. It was a good pick. Unfortunately, you know, that happened. And the thing with that is that I don't put all of the blame on him, But I feel like there should have been some sort of communication between Larry, Ryan Poles, and his agent for them to figure out, okay, what's going on? How has your physical health been? But, of course, I'm not in these front offices. I don't know how this process works when you're in that specific situation. But, right now it's just – it's like you're filling depth. Yeah. And it's one thing the Bears have struggled with since forever, really since almost Lovie Smith, is depth.
Yeah.
You'll get good players at that position, but once they're gone, it's hell.
Yeah.
You know, oh, this person's out. Well, that's – here comes somebody trash. The last time we remember depth was Nick Kowalski. He came in during the half a year. I thought that was good, but that was the first time we've really seen depth in years. But, of course, I don't think he's in the league anymore.
Oh, he's a free agent. He got released by the Raiders. And I'm with you. I feel like right now it's like this is the first big thing in the Ryan Poles era because it's like Ryan Pace, he left such a big hole. Like, Ryan Pace really should be locked up. Like, he should be in prison for what he did to this franchise over 7 years. There's so many holes on this team that I think is not going to be filled, you know, right now. And if you look at the draft picks that the Bears have, they have picks, but they don't have too many to where, you know, I feel like they can really, like, you know, trade up or anything like that. If you look at the picks, they got 2 second rounders, pick 39, pick 48. They got 1 third rounder, 71. 2 fifth rounders, a 48 and 50, and then 186 in round 6. So, like, they have 6 draft picks, so they can fill the things. But it's like he's got to get some impact guys. He's got to get some guys, you know. I feel like wide receiver is probably the most, the number one position of strength. Because, like you brought up with Brian Pringle, he's a cool receiver. He's like a good 3. Like, he's not a guy.
He's not a good 3. This nigga's good 4.
Okay, good 4. Yeah, good 4.
He's a backup. He fills in.
He was 3 in Kansas City, though. It was Kelce, Tariq, and him.
No, I forgot.
Led the Chiefs in touchdowns.
It was Tariq. I forgot the other dude's name. Was it Harbin? McCall Harbin?
Nah, he didn't have a better season than Pringle.
Sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about that.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, either way, 3 or 4. Point being, this is not a guy you're trying to come here with as your number 2 receiver. They need a guy to come here and build with Justin Fields. Now, he did. So, you know, we have all these little dumbass stories out there about how, you know, the front office is having faith. I'm not going to mention any fucking websites out there, but y'all know exactly who the hell I'm talking about. You know, talking about, oh, they don't have any faith in Justin. Should they trade Justin? Which is a stupid shit. So I'm glad Poles and Eberflus came out last week and said how much faith they have in Justin and that, you know, that they're going to be tailoring this offense around him. And even the new offensive coordinator, his name.
Yeah, McCall Harbin had better stats.
Okay. Didn't have more touchdowns, though.
No.
Luke Getsy, that's his name. Luke Getsy was talking about, you know, all the things he's working on with Justin. Justin said he's even changed his foot, you know, stone foot, all that other thing. So you need to get a guy with Justin. Now, the good thing for the Bears is this is a very deep wide receiver draft. I think there's 5 to 6 guys in here who can be impact players. Now, I want Chris Olave. That's who I want. Now, you think he's going top 15?
More than likely.
I don't know if it's top 15. I do think he'll be going the first round.
It's interesting because I don't know how the process works for players who are who are assumed to go 20 to 31 or 32, and then they rise up to 11. That was why I saw one. I don't know if it was Mel Kiper's board, but one of the boards had him at 11. And this is, of course, a month ago. He was like 26th. I don't know what happens in between this, where it feels like it's just like a game of Monopoly. Somebody just takes a turn and said, oh, he's going to go higher. He's going to go higher. I think Chris Olave is number 2 wide receiver in the draft. I think the best wide receiver in the draft is Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
Of course, I'm a Buck. I'm a Buckeye. So what do you expect me to do? Me to be non-biased? No. But at the same time, I do think Chris Olave is a better receiver than Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson has more of the splash plays. He'll have the numbers. But being able to run an effective route, catch in these tight coverages, and also go up and get it when you need to, and also have that awareness are the 4 things that make a good receiver. There are plenty of receivers in this draft who can go up and get it, and I'm not really impressed. That's Kevin White. Kevin White in college, went up and get it. Every time. Every time the ball was near him, that radius, he went up and got it.
Yeah.
But he couldn't run routes to save his life.
Yeah.
Tight coverage catches, he couldn't make those. Whereas Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson have a lot of experience running those type of routes. And I think they are the 2 most valuable players. But I know Garrett Wilson is going before him. Everybody predicted that he's a lottery pick.
Yeah, he's definitely a lottery pick. And I think with when you look at, like, you know, the NFL is a copycat league. As mm-hmm. you're seeing, with a lot of people are pairing up quarterbacks with their wide receivers they had in college. You see Jalen Waddle and Tua. You see what Jamar and Joe Burrow did last mm-hmm. year. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Ryan Pace, Darnell Mooney, and Justin Fields all mentioned Chris Olave over these last 2 weeks in OTAs. I do not think that is a coincidence. And also, Ryan Poles mentioned movement. He said, whether it's up or down, I think that's a huge possibility. And, you know, I just feel like he has to knock his first pick out the park. This is your first draft pick of your regime. The fan base is a little antsy. We didn't get the splash. Even though, if you look at the wide receiver class available right now, who the fuck was really going to be a guy who can build? Because you got to understand, I want Bears fans to understand this. This team is not going to be good next year.
No.
Get that through your thick skulls right now.
I don't understand the thing where people feel, oh, you're punting a season. Yeah.
But you know why that's contradicted? Remember last year, oh, we just need to start over. How many times do we have Bears fans, we got to start over. There's only two guys I keep. So now that he's doing that, he don't know what the hell he's doing. I also think part of it is racism. All of it has to do with a nigga running the Bears. Y'all are not low. But I think, like, you have to trust the process, which is the first name of our first ever episode of this podcast 7 fucking years ago. By the way, it's a long-ass time. We come a long way. We appreciate all y'all. It's our third year covering the team.
I would love to show you the background of Las Vegas.
I really wish we could do the camera.
At the end of the video, I might just do it, yeah. But we're going to look like we're in heaven. Because, of course, when you know direct backlighting, if you don't have anything to diffuse it, you're going to look terrible.
I really want to do the camera and take a look at my pool in the back, dude.
All you're going to see is dirty Las Vegas, bro.
Best Coast, West Coast is the best coast. Don't listen to what this guy is saying. But we've come a long way. This is our 8th season as a podcast, which was actually all y'all Barber's Chair Network fans. And there's a lot of y'all who've been down with us since day one when we had the shitty microphones. You know, and we was doing this.
Where it sounded like...
Right, yeah. The first, it was the John Fox era. That's how many eras we had. Now, we've moved to now we're media guys. I can't wait to see what craft services they got lined up. You know, that's my... I'm gonna do a vlog on that. Who has the best craft services?
We're used to team foods, the team, what they cater. I better have the best.
This is the NFL draft. I better see very select shit. I need to be like Arsenio. There's some good-ass cheese. If I'm not doing that before the draft starts, I'm going to be disappointed. Because shout-out to the Clippers. Clippers got the best craft service on planet fucking Earth. They got a fucking ice cream machine. Shout-out to my good friend Jerry West. They got everything. But, Ryan Poles needs to knock it out the park. At least get this something, this fan base, something to be juiced about. I know how I felt last year. If there's anything Ryan Pace ever did for me, and that's why I don't fully hate him. I 98% hate him. But that 2% is because he got Justin Fields. Yep. We all remember how excited we were last year. This fan base needs that excitement. If you can get you a Chris Olave or any of these top wide receivers, I think O-line is definitely a question, but I want to see what we got from Larry Borum and Tevin Jenkins together. And also, they've been putting together on the same line in OTA so far. Mm-hmm. I think wide receivers are the number one strength that they need
to get. Yeah. Also, I wasn't at OTAs because I'm not going just yet.
Why? Would you above OTA?
No, I had stuff to do, okay. And I didn't have time to make it. But anything voluntary and then going into mini camp, I will be there.
Both of us will be at training camp, so if you see us, holler at your boys.
It's going to be very hot. But anyway.
Looking forward to it.
Right now, what are you looking at? Cody Whitehair, Larry Borum, Tevin Jenkins, Lucas Patrick.
Yes.
And I don't know if Lucas Patrick plays center. Remember, he played... When he started,
he played center for a couple games in Green Bay.
Lucas Patrick has started like 12 games last season. I'm assuming he's center, so we'll see. I'm not 100% sure, but that looks like 4 people already that you're going to at least attempt to roll with. I think your biggest needs are skill players.
Yes.
Like, right now, some people say, oh, let's draft defense. I'm like, I'm not really concerned right now.
No, fuck defense, bro.
I think right now, we have to punt this draft in the direction of, punt sounds terrible, shift this draft in the position of offense.
Yes.
You know, if there was a gear, you'd be able to put that bad boy in offense. This should be an offense primarily draft. Because right now, in terms of, now, I will say, you are missing defenders on the line. So, it's not, you can't go completely, but offense should be 70% of your picks. I think most of the good edge rushers, because we do need one edge rusher since we lost Khalil Mack. since they lost Khalil Mack, is most of them are first rounders.
See, I changed that. I've gotten better at that. I've gotten better.
Shout out JP when I was on, what was that? It's Comcast Sports, whatever we were with him.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I said we, and he reminded me, man, it's they. So, they.
And if anybody is we, it's we to him. Like, that's his family. It should be we to him.
Of course. But.
My dad's Walter Payton. I'm like, nigga, it's mine.
But, yeah, so I don't think you can. I'm not a person that is believes that you need to split it half and half. Truth is, when you're rebuilding, of course, Ryan Poles likes retooling. You're rebuilding. Yeah. You're rebuilding this offensive scratch. You lost all of your defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen. Bilal Nichols, Eddie Goldman, gone. Khalil Mack, gone. Robert Quinn is the only one you're keeping. He's on interior. But Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols are gone. Khalil Mack's gone. So you lost half of your exterior and half of your interior linemen. All you have right now is Robert Quinn. And then your linebacking core, the only person you really have that's an outstanding linebacker is Roquan Smith.
Yeah, Roquan.
So you have holes to fill. Safety-wise, I'm not too concerned. Jalen Johnson is a good corner. You can find a corner to sit next to him.
He really needs a running party. You're not concerned about safety? Who's running with fucking Eddie Jackson?
I don't think it's something I would be immediately.
Oh, you're talking about like you're not worried about them getting in the draft?
No.
Makes sense.
No. And right now, because what?
I would get two wide receivers.
They have the sixth and the seventh, the sixth and the second round. Six and the eighth or six and the ninth? Something like that. If it's 38, 32 picks, that's a 38th pick. That's 36. So they have the sixth pick and the sixth pick in the draft of the second round. Yeah, the sixth round. Those are two pretty big picks.
In the second round, they have pick 39, pick 48.
So pick 39, you have the seventh pick. And then.
I would go wide receiver on both picks.
Nine picks later.
To be completely honest with you.
I probably would.
And then worry about O-line and corner and safety the next three picks.
You got a lot of tight ends, too.
Would you be opposed to them trading back? I would not trade back. Because you need to get your impact guy.
Yeah. And how, you know, what's it gonna cost you?
Yes.
Bears have traded back, traded in, traded forward too many times. Just deal with the cards you're dealt. And for right now, you do not have a first rounder.
Yeah.
If you're willing to take on somebody for first round, I don't know who they give them. So I'm not a big fan of trading in. Just this is the cards you're dealt.
Yeah.
So for us on our first day covering it, it's gonna be probably just looking at other teams, really.
Yeah, looking at other teams and trying to see if the Bears make a move.
Mm-hmm.
I do think if they do trade up, it has to be because they know they got that guy.
Yeah.
If he's really convinced about getting Chris Olave, I have a problem trading both second rounders. Now it's a big fucking risk.
Yeah.
Big swing. And Ryan Pace is the king of big swings, but he missed a lot of them motherfuckers.
But as the Rams showed us, two undersized receivers don't mean a thing.
Yes.
Especially
Cooper Kupp might be the best receiver in the league right now. If we're going off
white man, that dog.
You know, you already know who I'm going with.
Devontae Adams.
We're in Devontae Adams' new home. By the way,
I can say I enjoy him as a player.
I don't have to feel nasty about saying how much I enjoy Devontae because he's playing here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Have you seen Allegiant Stadium yet?
No.
It is a beautiful. This thing, Allegiant Stadium is a great football stadium. But when you go to SoFi, it looks like the projects.
That's because it's a dirty ass place, nigga.
What you mean?
Vegas.
No, I'm talking about the stadium.
All around it is dirt.
We're not talking about that, but I'm talking about the actual stadium.
You can tell this was built in the 50s by niggas from the mafia.
This nigga doesn't like Vegas. By the way, I'm not a huge fan of Vegas, by the way. And if you stay in Vegas for more than 72 hours, you're a nasty motherfucker and you need God. Like, there's no point. You know how people say nothing good happens after two? Nothing good happens in Vegas after the third day. That's nothing. Right. Like, you need God. Every lobby and every hotel in Vegas smells like cigarettes and prostitution. Like, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we're going to be looking forward to see what they do. I don't really have any. I have no idea because we have no track record to go off of. I think it's going to be exciting.
And also, this
to see.
Is our first time. I mean, we're a small operation.
Yes.
The two of us.
Three of us. Let's not forget. Shout out to Pierce.
I'm talking about Shout out
Potter. Okay.
In reality, it's about how many of us are fully involved in our company? Four of us?
We're like on a day-to-day?
Or it's five of us?
It's four of us on a day-to-day.
Four
it's
day.
Me, you, Pierce, and Dante.
Five of us.
Who's the fifth one?
I thought there's somebody else.
No, it's five, four of us.
See, I'm Biggs Burger. I'm behind the scenes, bro. I let Dame Dash handle all that,
I'm
bro.
Dame Dash. And I'm Jay-Z. Let's not get it fucked up.
No. But,
I'm Michael Jordan. I play for the team.
Right now, I think the biggest focus for the Bears is offense. Got a lot of tight ends. You picked a lot of them up in free agency. See where it goes. Defensive You need some defensive linemen. So your two biggest needs right now are receiver, defensive linemen. But around those defensive linemen or pass them, you still need offense.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned with running back at all. I like Juice and I like David Montgomery. They got a fullback now. Real football hours are back.
Real football hours.
But you need receivers. Yeah. I want three solid receivers. If I would trade those 2 second rounders if I were them for Chris Olave. If you knew they're not, this team does not have a wide receiver.
I
need,
would too.
I'm getting here. I traded for Chris Olave because Chris Olave, Darnell Mooney. I think that's a great core.
It's a great.
Oh, you already see what.
You get me excited, man. I'm doing right now. If we get Chris Olave, I'm doing a Johnny Drama victory in the draft room, bro.
Because we already know what that Justin Fields has a rapport with Darnell Mooney.
Yeah,
that's his homie. They work out,
kicking it together in Georgia.
It just happened. It didn't happen with Allen Robinson, of course, as you saw when he was here. But it happened naturally with Darnell Mooney. They had a rapport, probably because they're younger guys as well. Allen Robinson had been in the league longer.
And we all know A-Rob quit on the team, and Justin, he wasn't around.
I would never say that.
He would never say that. I, Scott Lewis, would say that. Allen Robinson quit on the team.
It's a good thing about being independent. We can
say what the fuck we want. Like, Allen Robinson, in my opinion, that's why it's so hard. Like, before the season started, A-Rob, do what you want to do. But now I saw how it went. But to wrap this up, what are some things you're looking forward to about the draft experience?
Getting out of the city. You all need Jesus. You all will face eternal damnation. I want to see how fans react. I want to feel that reaction.
Yeah.
I see Eagles fans, so I can't wait to take your tears. I don't know. I don't even know what's going to happen in the draft.
Yeah.
But I can see the jerseys, and I know you all are very passionate. So I'm going to bottle your tears and drink them. Not because we have a rivalry, just because it's hilarious when you all are upset. Yeah. I haven't seen Bears fans yet. We've seen NFC fans, NFC North fans. We've seen Lions fans.
We've seen a Lion fan.
We saw two
Vikings fans.
I saw a Packer fan when I came in.
Seen a lot of Steelers fans.
Yeah. A lot of Steelers fans. Saw a Packer fan when I came in here.
Yeah.
So I saw the whole NFC North besides the Bears representing. So
now maybe when we get closer to the draft area, you know, we'll see more Bears fans. But I'm excited to just, like you said, feel the energy.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's going to be like. I'm interested in running into a couple media people out here. I don't know who we'll run into. You know, they got all – and I'm interested to see what the media workroom is going to look like because we really don't know what it's going to look like. So I'm just excited for the whole entire experience. Y'all can watch us. We're going to be breaking it down on the 79th and Hallis Twitter page and the Barber's Chair Network Twitter page. We're going to be tweeting from both of those. So stay tuned for that. This is episode one of our three-part 79th and Hallis draft series that we're going to be doing here in Vegas. And then when we get back to Chicago and L.A., we'll do an official draft recap of everything that went down. And, then you won't hear from us again until training camp, pretty much.
Probably.
And 79th Hallis 200 is going to be special. Just know news is coming soon.
Special.
It's going to be very special, man. So we appreciate y'all. You know, to follow us on Twitter at BarbChairScott, at FlowsAndalini. Follow 79th Hallis at 79th A&D Hallis, at BarbersChairNet on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. We'll holler at y'all tomorrow for day two.